News. I'm Tim Berg. Major headaches if you're flying today, as over 2,800 flights have been delayed or canceled after intense storms hit parts of the Southeast and Ohio Valley. That's according to FlightAware. The airports most impacted this morning were Newark Liberty International, LaGuardia, and Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta. This as the heat is on for much of the country. The heat that's been in Texas is spreading beyond the Lone Star State. Over the next few days, that heat will push into the Plains, Mississippi Valley, and the Southeast, as well as a big stretch of New Mexico, Arizona, and parts of southeastern California. Forecasters say temperatures will be at least 5 to 15 degrees hotter than average through the week, and more records could fall. Florida Governor and 2024 GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is in Eagle Pass, Texas, to bring attention to the issue of illegal immigration. The governor says Washington's failure to deal with the issue has created an economic and national security crisis.
Our ruling class in D.C., they're just shrugging their shoulders at this. You know, there's no sense of urgency to try to stop this. It's just kind of, for them, it's kind of the cost of doing business.
More than a day of rebellion leaves Russian President Vladimir Putin's 23-year reign in the country more uncertain than ever. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McCall says this turmoil shows the weakness of Putin's power.
When you have one armed force threatening to go to war with another armed force and they're both supposed to be loyal to you, that's bad for Vladimir Putin.
President Biden has spoken to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau about this weekend's events in Russia. The White House adding that the leaders affirm their unwavering support for Ukraine against Russian aggression. This is USA News.
Is there a media war to stop President Trump's re-election? David Horowitz says there is, and he's on Newsmax TV all this week to talk about his new book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. Every night, David Horowitz reveals the stunning revelations in Blitz. Horowitz names the secret players and billionaires out to stop Trump. Donald Trump Jr. says you should read Blitz. See David Horowitz. Tune in tonight to Newsmax TV, now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax is on all the cable systems, including DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, and many more. Just check your cable guide. And make sure you get your copy of David Horowitz's Blitz, already a number one Amazon bestseller. Find it in bookstores everywhere. Or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to Blitz411.com. Blitz411.com. Get Blitz today and see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV tonight.
The cleanup is continuing today after a tornado touched down just south of Indianapolis, Indiana on Sunday. One man describes to Fox News the fear of looking for any possible damage to his home.
When you walk out, you see the houses around you, you see the damage, and you don't want to look up. You're scared to look up because you're thinking, oh no, what's happened to our house?
The sheriff in the county where the tornado touched down says damage covers a large area and that several neighborhoods and homes have been destroyed or damaged. A new study says one out of every 29 people considers themselves to be clumsy. Correspondent Bree Tennis has more.
Everyone has varying levels of coordination, but are some people clumsier than others? According to science, the answer is no. The University of Delaware did a study of athletes from 18 universities. They studied the subjects on neurological and cognitive ability and compared injuries. They came to learn that clumsiness comes down to reaction time. It's not inherited, and you're not more prone to bumping into things than anyone else. They found any momentary distraction could throw the athletes off, and the same goes for regular non-athletic people.
The 2023 Men's College World Series champions will be crowned tonight. The second-seeded Florida Gators crushed the fifth-seeded LSU Tigers 24-4 in Game 2 of the College World Series Championship on Sunday. First pitch in Omaha set for just after 7 o'clock Eastern Time. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.